Grace to you and peace
from God our Father, from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Once again today we return to the account of the Canaanite woman in Matthew chapter 15, reading verses 25 to 28. Then she came and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, help me." But he answered and said, "It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs." And she said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered and said to her, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire." And her daughter was healed from that very hour. This is the word of God. In the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, who is near to all those who call upon him in truth, dear friends in Christ, anyone who is serious about mountain climbing knows the name of Pete Schoening, the man who wouldn't let go. In August of 1953, he and six team members were attempting to climb K2, the second highest mountain in the world. And at 25,000 feet, they were traversing a steeply sloping ice sheet when the last team member in line lost his footing and fell. Since they were all roped together, this caused the second man in line to fall, and the third man, and so forth, until six men were sliding helplessly down the ice sheet toward a cliff and certain death. At the top of the rope was Pete Schoening. In a legendary feat of strength, now known by mountaineers simply as the belay, Schoening jammed his ice axe behind a boulder and somehow absorbed the weight of all six men, arresting their fall. They owed their lives to Schoening's tenacity, to the fact that he simply wouldn't let go. Well, we've been talking about the tenacity, the bulldog faith of the Canaanite woman. We've seen that, like a bulldog, she knew her master, and she knew her place. This morning, we consider the final and perhaps most obvious characteristic of such a faith. Bulldog faith won't let go. Jesus said, "It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs." But in the beauty and simplicity of her faith, the Canaanite woman took Jesus' own metaphor and turned it to her advantage. She said, "Yes, Lord. Yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table." Yes, she knew her place. She knew that she didn't belong with the children, with the ethnic Jews, the original people of God. But she knew that there was food for her also. She believed that there was grace, even for an outsider like her. And she hung on to that belief with the tenacity of a bulldog. And of course, that's the final quality of this kind of faith. It's faith that won't let go. Because bulldogs, right? It's one of their main characteristics. It's what they're known for. In fact, when I was preparing this message, I ran across a news item about two bulldogs that got into a fight that was so violent and so prolonged that both of them died. And afterward, they actually had to pry them apart with a crowbar. That's how strong the grip of their jaws was. They just wouldn't let go, even in death. The Canaanite woman wouldn't let go either. With her bulldog faith, she held on to Jesus. Such a faith, worked by the power of the Holy Spirit, clings tenaciously to the grace of God. It can't be defeated, because the object of that kind of faith, Jesus Christ, can't be defeated. Jesus said, "Assuredly, I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, if you say to this mountain, 'Be removed and cast into the sea,' it will be done. And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive." And after all, when it comes to mercy, Jesus isn't a hard sell. Jesus is a pushover. He yearns to have mercy on you. He's just waiting to hear and answer your prayers. The writer to the Hebrews reminds us that we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
Come to Jesus with all of your problems, especially when it's the problem of sin that burdens your conscience. Confess those sins. Cast yourself on the mercy of Jesus. Seize your Savior with a bulldog faith and don't let go. Are you an outsider?
Join the club. We're all outsiders. God doesn't care. He still has food for you.
He still feeds you with the bread of life. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord is over all, is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Are your sins great? Then say the prayer of the publican in the parable. Lord, have mercy upon me, a sinner. Your master Jesus won't withhold his pardon from you. Jesus said, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified.
The Canaanite woman held on to Jesus with a bulldog faith and wouldn't let go. She was like Jacob, whom you recall wrestled with God and refused to let go of him until he granted him a blessing. That's what the Canaanite woman did too. Jacob got his blessing, and so did she. Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. Imagine her relief to return home and find the demon gone, the nightmare over, her precious little girl safe and sound and in her right mind. Imagine her relief further to find in Christ healing for her own sinful condition and the promise of everlasting life. We don't have to imagine, do we? Because that's our story too. To us as well, the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. To our relief and our joy, our sins, too, are covered by the blood Jesus shed there on Calvary. To our relief and joy, we find hell no longer threatens, and the gates of heaven itself swing wide open to receive us. According to his mercy, he saved us. One Sunday after church, a pastor noticed that one of his members was wearing on the lapel of his jacket a little pin with a picture of a bulldog on it. He happened to know that this person worked for Mack Truck, whose symbol is a bulldog, but he thought he'd have a little fun with him, so he said, I see you're wearing a bulldog, Frank. That must stand for the tenacity with which you hold on to Jesus. No, said the man in all seriousness, I got this pin from my company, but for me it stands for something else. Not the tenacity with which I hold on to Jesus, but the tenacity with which Jesus holds on to me. And that's true, of course. Jesus said, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. God grant to each of us a bulldog faith. Faith that knows its master. Faith that won't let go. Faith that knows its place. Because one thing is certain. Our gracious master, Jesus, he won't let go of us. Amen. We conclude with hymn number 365, stanzas 1 and 4.